She sipped, eyes closed, lost in reverie. Natalie saw she was lovely in a predatory way. Not hot, not her type, but maybe someone you'd model a video game character on in a specific type of video game aimed at a certain kind of boy.
It's the first coffee I've drunk in Canada. Only get it in Africa, usually. Chinese bosses always insist on it.
There'd been a Chinese-Nigerian girl in high school, guarded more heavily than the Russian kids. She had a short temper, and woe betide anyone foolish enough to ask to touch her hair, which Natalie understood. Her name was Sophie. Natalie hadn't seen her since graduation, but she sometimes thought about the stories Sophie told about the floating super cities off Lagos where she'd been raised, hopping from one aircraft carrier-sized walled garden to another. Natalie reached for her coffee. Her hands shook. She wished they didn't. She raised the cup and didn't spill. She was out of practice with real hot beverages, but managed to sip. It was very hot, and flavorsome in a way that bitter didn't capture. It tasted nothing like coffeeum, except you could see where one was related to the other in an indefinable way. There was an oiliness to it she hadn't anticipated. Mouth feel. Another class marker. Knowing those two words and having the confidence to use them without feeling bougie. The dynastic Redwaters could say mouth feel without batting an eye. And memorably, Cousin Sarah used it to describe a boy she'd met at boarding school in Donetsk. She swallowed. Caffeine was so primitive, she expected it to cudgel her like a caveman. But the high, which came on fast, was surprisingly good, a tingling with a smooth peak and a mellow come down. No one did caffeine anymore. There were options for getting up. It was such a genteel Zada thing, like sherry and cream tea. The Zadas had been hoarding the best stuff. She drank more. The up was so clean. It steadied her nerves, made her want to move.
My name is Nadi.
The merc held out a strong, small hand that gripped hers with calibrated firmness. I'm Ice Weasel. Nadi smiled, small, square teeth.
I know. We were inside your net for 2 days before I took you. Wasn't hard.
It's not supposed to be, Ice Weasel said. We want people to read the public stuff. Almost everyone isn't a Zada, which means that almost everyone should join the walkaways.
Some Zatas join too.
Nadi had this Russian, Bulgarian, Belarusian, deadpan thing, the corner of her mouth a precursor to a smirk, a deniable micro-expression that registered nevertheless. Some do,